Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll talk about a fun whodunit heist game. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. The Theft in Cliff Rock Villa. Now, this is published by Haba, I'm not sure how it's pronounced, H-A-B-A. Now, this is part of a key series, and I'll explain a little more into that a little bit later. This is a whodunit kind of thing. You got to figure out who stole it, what time they stole it, what they stole, and how they got away. So, the ages they're playing is 8 to 99. I guess if you're 100, you can't do it. Players, 1 to 4 people can play, and 15 to 20 minutes to play it. And the object of the game is to solve the crime with the least amount of points. Now, what you get in this box is a manual, English and French, a briefcase screen, a privacy screen, dry erase marker, investigation file book, your solution board, your clue cards, many hundreds of those, and some 9 colored keys. Now, these clue cards, you're going to mix them up and put them face down on the table in front of everyone. Now, Claire and Jacob and I played this, and we played all the keys. And this was a lot of fun. You just take a card when it's your turn. On the back of the card that you can see, it gives you some indication of what kind of clue you're going to get. For example, there might be a fingerprint or a camera or this kind of thing, or a bag that carries the loot. And you also have a points on there. Now, the higher the point, the more of a chance of you getting better information. Sometimes you might be able to get more than one thing out of this clue. So that's a 4-pointer. Or it might just give you one item. It might be just 2 points. Now, another thing on the back of it are blocks of colors. Now, these colors correspond to the keys. Like I said, there's 9 keys. Before you start, you pick one key. Doesn't matter which one, you pick one color key. So when you pick a card out of the pile on the table, let's say you pick a green key. You're going to play the green key this game. So only take cards that have a green color on the back of it. So that's how they make this work with all the keys. Now, these cards give you all kinds of information. It could be a fingerprint. Now, in your investigation file booklet, you can look at it and you'll see that there's information to help you with that. There's information about the age, the sex, and all kinds of stuff with this person. Also, it gives you a picture of the person. It gives you the fingerprints of the person. And they carry a little bag, whether it's a briefcase, purse, or whatever. They carry a bag with numerous items in it. So if you get the one with a fingerprint, you're trying to figure out whose fingerprint that is. And that tells you who it is. And on the fingerprint, it'll also give you some more indication of what they stole or when or whatever. So that helps you with a clue right there. Or you might get one with a camera on the back of it. Now, this camera, it only gives you a blurred image with one small portion of a clear image. And you have to match it to their picture to figure out who it is. And also, there might be a clock on it or a way they escaped or whatever, and that helps you match that. Or it could say the person is over 1.6 meters. Now, this is European style. So you don't have feet and inches, but you don't need to know what meters are because on your board, on your secret screen board, what do they call that, a briefcase screen, it shows a picture of the people and it shows behind them how much each one weighs in that information, or not weighs, but how tall they are. Or might say the person is older than 40. And that's in your booklet, how old they are. Or they wore glasses. Or the person fled wearing blue. And you have pictures of the 3 ways they could leave, and that's by airplane, scuba diving, or hang glider. And it shows what they're wearing, and that'll help you with that. or might say between the theft of the mask and the jeweled elephant, it was exactly 2 hours. So it helps you eliminate another time frame. Or it might give you a picture of a key and you look at their purse or briefcase picture and try to match it to find out who it was. And it goes on and on. And there's so many of these cards. It's incredible. Now you play this game and you take turns and you take a card and the next person takes a card and you keep going until you think you have it solved. Now on your board, your briefcase screen, you have all kinds of information. In front of you, you have a picture of the individual, as I said earlier, and how tall they are. You also have a section for each time frame. You got the 1 o'clock time frame. It shows a clock at 1 o'clock, and it shows the three pictures and the three items they stole and the three ways they got away. And it has the same for 2 and 4 o'clock. So when you find out information, you might want to circle saying, I know that's who it is. Or put an X on it saying, I know that person didn't steal anything at 1 o'clock. Or I know this wasn't stolen at 1 o'clock, and so on. Now, when you figure it all out, at least in your mind you think you have, then you can say, I figured it out. Now, the left part of the screen is where it's going to help you the most. This will give you, first, it gives you the information about the who took it. So there's pictures of who took it at 1 o'clock. It could be the boy, it could be the woman, it could be the man. And you've got to match out which one, and it'll give you the first digit. For example, let's say the boy took it at 1 o'clock, the man took it at 2, and the woman took it at 3. So that would tell you the first digit is 6. Then you want to find out what was stolen at 1 o'clock. And at 2 o'clock and at 4 o'clock, and it'll give you another digit. And then the last thing is how they escaped. So whether it was by plane or scuba diving or hang gliding, and that gives you the third digit. Now that gives you a three-digit code. So then what you do is you take the key, and what was I saying? We were using green. And on this board, this is really neat. There's a picture of them all three behind bars and a bunch of chains on it. But there's a bunch of tags along it. And there's many, many holes. Some are in the tag. Some are just various places. And if you put the green key through the green tag hole and hold it there for a minute and turn the whole board upside down, you're going to notice there's a ton of codes that correspond with each hole on here. And if you put it under there and your three-digit code matches the three-digit code that corresponds with that key, you win the game so far. Everybody else gets to finish as well. When they all finish, you count up the points of the cards. So this is why you won't necessarily pick the four pointers every single time, because this will come back and haunt you. Whoever has the least amount of points wins the game. If there is a tie, then it's whoever got it with the least amount of points and figured it out first. If you take a guess and the guess is incorrect, well, then you automatically lose. So that's how to play the game. And what's really neat about the game, and I'm telling you, I played all 9 colored keys. And if I sit down right now, I can't remember the codes of all those colors and who did what on which color. And it also depends on what card you're picking off the table. Like I said, there's hundreds of cards. So the replayability of this game is fantastic. Board Game Geek, they're rating this at a 7.2 out of 10, which is not bad, and a difficulty of 1.8 out of 5. Amazon customers rate it 4.8 out of 5, and they're selling it for $30, 29 something. I said it was a key series. They have about 5 of these totally that I could find so far, and there are different difficulties. Now, the theft in Cliff Rock Villa is they considered a starter. Otherwise, it's your easiest one. And they also have Sabotage at Lucky Llama Land, which is a starter. They have two medium levels, murder at the Oakdale Club and Royal Star Casino burglary. And then they have one that's expert, escape from strong wall prison. If you're like to anything like a clue game, a whodunit type game, you got to try this. This is a lot of fun. You don't have to have a big board, but there are a lot of components here. And like I said, there's hundreds of cards you get to pick for clues, so you'll rarely ever have the same ones twice for the same color key. Try this out. A lot of fun. It was available at Amazon. I have not noticed or looked for it in the other department stores. If you have any questions about it or any recommendations, please leave me an email at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. And again, we have a Facebook group at Playful Pursuit. And I will put some pictures of this game on the Playful Pursuit Facebook group. And you guys go out and have some fun, play some games, and I'll see you next week. Bye.